Joining us live over the phone today is Brian Muir, administrator for the City of Kemmer. Good morning, Brian. How are you today?
Doing great. The snow is falling, and that makes me happy. We need the water.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Always need that water. Well, you talk about the falling snow, Brian, and sometimes we get into January, heading into February, and we get that cabin fever. But, there's actually a lot of great events and activities that happen during the winter months in Lincoln County, including that annual sled dog race that comes through the Western Wyoming area. It even has a stop in Kemmer.
Yes, that's right. And actually, this year is really special because it's the 25th anniversary. And actually, we're the third leg of that journey. And it's actually going to be on February 2nd to launch it at our event center here in Kemmer. It's February 2nd at 6 p.m. There's going to be a banquet, and you can actually meet the mushers. So that sounds kind of exciting. If anybody's interested in attending this, you can get the purchase of the tickets at the rec center. The race actually begins at, I think, 9 a.m., I believe, on the 3rd, and at the Ham's Fork Trailhead, which is about 15 miles. You go down Highway 233, and then about 15 miles before the campground is where they start, and then they head to the campground, and they loop around, and then come back. So it's about a 30-mile, I think, leg, and it's going to be pretty exciting. I've never seen it, and I'm really looking forward to it. So,
absolutely, the Pedigree Stage Sled Dog Race. They have some stops in Alpine as well, and Kemmer, and yeah, it's a cool thing. And speaking of winter activities, on top of that, I know that the ice fishing tournament will be coming up, of course, with the Kemmer groups and different things. So, yeah, plenty to do.
Yes, I actually, kind of interesting, I got a friend that loves the ice fish that I've met here, Paul Kaiser, and he embraces our winter wonderland. He loves it. And this is my wife and I's first, year here in Kemmer, or first winter, excuse me. We were, previously in the Salt Lake Valley there. This time of year in the Salt Lake Valley to get those temperature inversions, and it's really actually quite refreshing to be up here and see the sunshine and feel the warmth of it be able to breathe, the clean air. So we're really enjoying our time here. So,
Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir with us live this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Well, along with upcoming winter activities, some upcoming events that are also important to the economy in South Lincoln County. And I understand that there's going to be a public input meeting regarding the power plants, I believe. That's on the way later this month.
Yes, that's going to be also held at the event center. That's going to be on January the 28th from 4 as late as 7 o'clock. The Public Service Commission is looking for official public feedback that can go on the record and to help them with their job to take care of our consumers and our economy, really, as well when it comes to our coal-fired power plants. So,
and this is all about Rocky Mountain Power's IRP plan, right? To close the power plant in 2020.
Yes.
Is that when it was? 2020. When was the
actually? Yeah, the current. There's three Naughton power plants. There's Naughton 1, 2, and 3. Naughton 1 and 2 are scheduled to be retired on the 2022. And number 3 is being converted to gas, and it's scheduled to close in 2029. And the Public Service Commission is trying to set up some rules for helping us to sell those power plants to legitimate buyers and make it good for the buyer and for the consumer and take care of our customers and take care of our economy. And so I'm excited to give my input. I would encourage everybody, this is an opportunity to make your voice heard. And it's an opportunity to, talk about the benefits of our coal-fired power plants. And as I've said before, I mean, there's lots of technology available, carbon capture and other things that can make these more viable for longer terms if we just find the right investors. So,
So again, that's up and coming Tuesday, January 28th. Begins at 4 o'clock, and that's at the Kemmer Event Center, or Kemmer City Council.
That's right. Kemmer Event Center, which is right across from City Hall.
Okay, all right.
Right on Highway 233 there.
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, with us live this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, amidst all of the talk about coal and power production, there was the nice announcement from ExxonMobil and their expansion. What's the latest on that?
Yes, I think I'm trying to think of what's new from what I said about this last time. But what I did here is actually after this project, there may be another one in the wings. So I think this will just basically, but we're actually preparing right now for that. And we're trying to work as a staff to figure out what the impacts are going to be on our city services. And there is an opportunity and we're working with Lincoln County and also Sweetwater County on and other cities in Diamondville and others to try to measure what those impacts might be and ask for a little help from, and I think the Industrial Siting Council, I think is what they're called, is overseeing this whole process, and we're trying to provide some information for them to see what kind of funding we can get. Overall, though, I got to say that, you know, we're really excited. You know, there may be impacts, there could be need for additional police officers, that kind of thing. But the main thing is, it's going to bring in some revenue into our economy as well with these visitors that are coming here to stay. There's a lot of them will be temporary workers. I think up to 388 at the peak, average of about 165-ish, and we anticipate getting probably half of those coming to the Kemmer and Diamondville area, and hopefully staying here. I think it could create opportunities for some of our listeners here too, who may have one of the big trends in the temporary housing industries right now is Airbnbs. And so, you know, if someone, you know, I think that's an opportunity that a lot of people in Wyoming don't take advantage of when there's tourist events and other, you know, temporary worker events that, you know, basically fix your house up a little bit and, have a little side apartment and advertise it at Airbnb. Maybe you'll get some opportunities for some additional revenue while, you know, helping the economy as well. So, and helping these workers that need some places to live. So,
absolutely. Again, with Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, and so this expansion with Exxon, that's begun, right? I mean, obviously you're not to that peak yet that you're talking about, but this is something that's in the works and yep. Rolling out.
It's imminent. It's just, they have to go through the process of getting the application for the siting and all of that. And, the anticipated start date is August the 20th. So, on the project. So it's, we're basically trying to, get as organized as we can to prepare for that. And also we want to take advantage of it as an opportunity. When people come here to welcome them to the community and make them feel a little bit of our Wyoming hospitality here. So we're excited about the whole thing.
Well, Brian, as always, really appreciate your time. Anything we missed you wanted to mention this morning?
Well, anyway, I'm just going to go back for a minute, honestly, to this Public Service Commission meeting. I've been thinking a lot about this, and I've been studying the energy industry quite a bit, and it's very clear to me that I'm going to use a little phrase here. The answer, my friend, to our energy economy and to our to Wyoming is not blowing in the wind. It really is. You know, I think that's probably the biggest reason for the pushback to the IRP here is that we have some serious concerns, not only about the cost of these windmills, but also their inability to deliver the kind of reliable power that we need and affordable power. I think it's just going to mean a increase in the long term in people's rates. The battery storage that's in their IRP is based on technology that's really in its infant stages as far as that goes. And we're really concerned about also what it's going to be doing to our tax base and our economy. We've already felt the effects of of losing coal revenue in our state on state revenues, which can affect our schools. So to me, I like to, is the metaphor I like to use. I see these windmills, they're kind of like a Trojan horse to our economy and tax base. I'm really concerned about them. I really think we need to focus instead on investing in ways to make our coal-fired power plants even cleaner and more reliable and more affordable. And I think we can do that.
So need a big turnout on the 28th for this public service.
Need a big turnout, 28th. If I were to say that's my one takeaway, we really need your voices. It means a lot for all of Southwest Wyoming as well as all of Wyoming and our future of our education, regular education and higher education. I think it's really important.
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it.